Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Kevin Crowley. Exxon is taking California to court over allegations about the company's plastic recycling efforts. Kevin, the state and environmental groups like the Sierra Club have been critical of the company's claims. So what is it that Exxon is doing as far as recycling, and what's the criticism been?
Well, Exxon has a new recycling process, which it calls advanced recycling, which the company says can recycle any form of plastic, no matter what it is. And California Attorney General Rob Bonta and some environmental groups, in the wake of a separate lawsuit last year, claimed that this was a false promise and a myth and part of Exxon's proposed quote sham solutions for plastic waste. And Exxon is really taking issue with some of those comments and accusing them of defamation, and so has filed a new lawsuit week in a Texas federal court. So really, it's really an escalation of the legal battle between California and Exxon.
What is it that the state, California, and the environmental groups point to as proof of their claims that Exxon isn't doing what it says it is?
Well, the Attorney General and the environmental groups really accuse Exxon of sort of decades worth of deception on their marketing materials around recycling. They say that Exxon and other companies promoted plastic for over a very long period as recyclable, when in fact only about 5 to 10% of plastic is ever recycled in the U.S. But what Exxon is really taking umbrage with in this case is their comments around this new process. Exxon says its new process works. So any claims that it doesn't work is simply defamatory and is damaging its relationships with customers, and is really going against the environmentalism that these groups claim to promote.
Now, you would expect that environmental groups would be skeptical of any kind of good neighbor claims from an oil company. Is it more than just that?
Well, in recent months, Exxon is showing a renewed aggression to use the courts to defend its reputation and legal rights when attacked by critics, especially environmental groups. I mean, last year, it sued two of its own investors for repeatedly bringing environmental proposals to its annual meeting. And Exxon even refused to withdraw that suit, even when those two investors backed down because they couldn't afford the legal costs. So Exxon was seeking a declaratory judgment in that case. And this new case has hallmarks of that too. Exxon is really getting on the front foot here to defend itself. The worry is that the cumulative effect of these cases will have sort of a chilling effect on any critics who sort of stand up to the Texas-based oil company. The Sierra Club, which is one of the organizations named in the most recent suit, called the latest case a shameless attempt at intimidation by Exxon. And I think that's really part of the underlying factors here.
Kevin, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Kevin Crowley. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.